This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out by going right into your phone calls. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, you know how come so many abortions are performed every year?
Why?
Because of cops. You know how come...
Wait, why?
People have to spend so much of their money on gasoline every week. You know how come?
Why cops do?
Because you know how come people have to spend so much of our hard-earned dollars every week buying gasoline? It's because of cops.
Why?
And you get a lot of senior citizens who are having trouble getting the bills paid with all that medical costs, and they can't afford the medications.
Right.
And it's because of cops.
Hmm.
You see, now...
Okay, you got to back all that up, man.
Okay, well, let's say you're some high school cheerleader. It just graduates, and like last month, like a month ago, she was the sweetheart of a quarterback on the football team, and now she's in a problem pregnancy, and he's long gone. She could probably earn enough money to rent a place to live and earn a living, but if somebody proposed to build apartments that are affordable in a suburb out in a residential area, the zoning people would say, no, you can't build apartments there. No, you can't have a trailer park over there. And, of course, it would be simple enough to just go ahead and build it anyway and throw away all these papers that the town keeps serving you.
But then the cops will come out.
The cops come and shut down the construction operation, you see?
Yeah.
And now, of course, that means people have to buy a car to get around everywhere. This is deliberately designed because zoning restrictions are designed to keep people from living close to places where they can work or shop or gather to drink. It's to force people to drive everywhere, and that's how come you got to buy a car and spend all this money on gasoline is because zoning restrictions create distances that people have to travel to get to work and to shop. And, of course, it would be simple enough to just go ahead and start businesses close to residential areas or in your own home.
Sure.
And then throw away all these notices from the city about zoning restriction violations and all of that. But then cops come, you know. And then,
yeah.
Then there's these people who are having trouble. You got people with mental illnesses who get prescribed a medication and they can't afford it. And so they don't take it. And then they flip out. They wind up in a mental hospital. And then they get their medication supplied by the state government. And then now you're well. Now we can release you out into society again. But then they don't have their medication anymore. And the doctors could prescribe something that doesn't cost as much, that's 90% as good. But then the doctor would be exposed to a liability lawsuit because... hold it. You prescribe something that's only 90% as good when there's something better that costs 10 times as much that the patient can't afford. And so that's malpractice. And, of course, the doctor could simply throw away the lawsuit and not even bother showing up in court, but then the cops come.
Mm.
See? So it's all because of cops. Very important. And the big underlying problem to that is that good cop killers are hard to find these days.
Oh, geez. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You and I had a lunch with a former cop today, actually, Mark.
Yeah, it was a very pleasurable lunch. I enjoyed my turkey sandwich.
Fred Parcells here in Keene, former detective and city councilor.
It gives you hope, when you talk to guys like that for police. And that kind of thing. I mean, I read so many stories, I get jaded to to cops in general.
Right.
And being, sitting with Fred and talking to him and having him understand, having him accept the law enforcement against prohibition propaganda that we had, it gives me some hope.
Yeah. I thought it was a fairly successful lunch. We had a nice conversation. Probably sat down with him for about 90 minutes, I would say.
Long time.
And, the reason why he wanted to talk with me, and he invited you along as well, Mark, you've
had
lunch with him in the past, Wanted to talk with me because he's been reading the NHFree.com forums, and he's upset with the way some people refer to the police, using terms like thugs, for instance.
Yes.
And I am guilty myself of using those terms, and the fact is many of the cops around the country fit that mold. They fit the mold of a thug. So I tried to explain to him why we feel that way, why people like me feel that way about the police, because there are some violent, dangerous cops out there. They are doing awful, thuggish, terrible things to people. And then he pointed out that, well, that's not happening here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I said, okay, well, you're probably right about that.
I can't point out enough instances in Keene to be able to prove him wrong.
Yeah, I said, you're probably right about that from what I've seen here in Keene, New Hampshire. And we told Fred, we've said this on our radio show, that it seems that the cops here are much better behaved than they are around the rest of the country. For instance, my girlfriend Julia tells me that she was down in Florida just absolutely terrified of the police down there, but yet when she sees a Keene cop car, it's no big deal to her. So I think that there is a difference, but that's not to say that the Keene cops aren't out enforcing bad laws, and we talked with Fred about that, and you know that's what got us on the War on Drugs conversation, and he was actually pretty friendly, I think, towards possibly ending Prohibition, making some very positive comments in that way. And so what's really nice is that considering how radical some people might see us as, we had a really sensible conversation with this guy. And I mean, considering we're kind of, we're not in charge of the Free State Project, though he seemed to think that we were.
Yeah, that was the funniest part of the whole meeting.
But we
so
are.
You guys are run the Free State Project. What?
I think one could consider us a figurehead. I mean, we're certainly more of the noticed, most noticeable
entities.
We've
got loud voices because we're broadcast.
Right, right. So, I mean, it's good to know that even considering all of the rhetoric out there and the radicalism, that we're still able to sit down and have a friendly conversation with someone who allegedly represents the interests of the government. I mean, he is a bureaucrat for the city of Keene still.
That he is.
He works for the Housing Authority. But he did point out that he agrees with a lot of what the Free State Project is trying to do.
What I didn't ask him about, and I should have, was, really, what is that?
What he agrees with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but you know,
have lunch with him again.
Yeah, it's always fun.
So, I think that's good to know, and so hopefully he understands a little bit better where we're coming from. He thought a lot of the people that he saw, for instance, on the NHFree.com forum were all in New Hampshire, and that's not the case. There are most, I would say, probably most of the people there aren't in New Hampshire.
I don't know.
And so you've got to understand if you, this is what I said to Fred, you've got to understand that the people there, they don't understand what the New Hampshire cops are like, or the Keene cops are like, because all they've ever experienced are the tyrannical thugs that, you know, inhabit New York City and other places like that.
And he really admitted that, Keene cops and, you know, town cops around New Hampshire aren't the same as some of the larger cities in New Hampshire.
Yeah, even in New Hampshire, he said that Keene was better than Manchester, for instance, which is what we've heard from all the activists at this point. So we've got, you know, even we have friendly relations with the opposition here, which, as far as I'm concerned, Mark, is a great starting point for the activism we're going to do. We talked with him about voluntary solutions. He said, well, you know, he started out the conversation before you arrived because you were a little bit late, Mark. He started out by, you know, asking me, well, what, you don't want protection? You don't want the police? I said, no, don't get the wrong message. I think protection's in high demand. I think protection is something that people absolutely want and would be willing to pay for. It's just that I think that it should be provided on a voluntary basis in the marketplace where we can actually have competition, competitive business providing these things. So, well, I don't think there's enough business out there to create competing agencies. And I said, well, you know, it doesn't really matter what you think. What matters is whether or not we can choose to be involved in it.
Everybody needs protection. Everybody needs plumbing. There's more than one plumber in Keene.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It doesn't matter if they can visualize it or not. What matters is that we move in that direction, and I think that's the direction that's inevitable. More coming up.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's right to redress.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and buy a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 2,000 listeners, over 340,000 posts. It's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, in Chapter 5 of Freedom Engineering, an online anarcho-capitalist adventure series, Tad Galahad catches something in his spam can. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com to read more. All right, so we go to your phone calls. Bring up what you want. It's Marco in Germany. You're on Free Talk Live. Marco. Hello, Marco?
Yeah, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, yesterday you asked the listeners of your show to explain the philosophy of liberty in one sentence or in 10 seconds or whatever.
Yeah, we were talking about, we had an email come in from a listener who was, I think, rightfully critiquing the way I pitch liberty in a very quick, less than 10-second format. And I thought his critiques were valid, and so I figured I'd throw out the question for our listeners to submit their answers to the question of, you know, what is liberty?
Yeah. And one caller, I think he had a definition, and it was something about, you know, property. And I don't think this works with all people or with some people. As you said yesterday, there are the hippies, and they don't like this concept of property and all this stuff. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I have a sentence for you and a definition.
Okay, great.
Maybe you do.
Okay, here it comes. And I don't know if it's grammatically correct, or so please correct me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, here it comes. Don't do anything to others you don't want that others do to you.
The golden rule.
Yeah, that's it.
It's good, but I think the fault with it is, what if you're a sadist?
You know, I think this golden rule should work with 99.9% of the people. And
it's probably true.
For this 0.01%, yeah, at last you have your gun, right?
There you go.
Excellent, Marco. Appreciate the suggestion, and thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231.
Should have asked him about gun laws in Germany.
Not so great.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Does he, in fact, have his gun?
I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. We go to the AMP line. It's Josh in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Josh.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I went to traffic court today, so I thought I'd call and let you all know how absolutely appalling it is absolutely appalling to realize that these guys are there to do nothing more than take your money.
Yep. It's a little system set up to do some fundraising for the local municipality.
That's absolutely all it is. I went over there today and with the intention of actually pleading not guilty and having a trial, and got to the point where I got to talk to the prosecutor. And we have a law here in Texas that they actually let you normally you get to either pay the fine, and of course it goes on your license, or if you don't pay the fine, you get to go to court, and 99.9% they find you guilty, and you get to pay, and it goes on your license.
Right.
Or if you get lucky, they somehow throw the case out because the officer didn't show or whatnot, and you get saved by the bell.
I don't know that it's 99%. I don't know that necessarily it's 90, even 90% out of the time. Who knows? It's certainly their court, and they can do what they want, but I think a lot of times traffic tickets do get thrown out. Go ahead.
Well, here we have this little loophole that they set up to get your money a little easier called deferred adjudication, where basically you pay, and if you don't get another violation within like 3 months or so, they don't put it on your record.
It's like a suspended sentence.
Right, correct. Deal is...
No, with a suspended sentence, you don't pay usually.
Okay.
Okay, in this case, you pay... But if you don't get another ticket, it doesn't go on your license.
I see. To give you a greater incentive to pay up front, then, basically.
That's correct. Correct. For CDL drivers, however, if you have a commercial driver's license, that option is not available to you.
Oh.
So your options are either pay and have it on your license or go to trial. Well, today, my intention was to go to trial.
You might as well.
And it seems that the officer neglected to mark on my ticket that I have a CDL license.
Ooh.
Don't you know that the prosecutor just jumped to offer me deferred adjudication?
Well, he wanted the money.
Knowing full well I have a CDL license.
Really?
Against Texas law.
Would that not invalidate the ticket?
Law.
I mean, him not...
I asked that, and basically what they can do is they can have the officer redo the ticket if they desire.
Oh, of course. Thanks.
They could put an amendment to the ticket and have it redone properly, which would put me in the exact same spot of going to trial.
Gotcha.
So here was their nice and easy way to get my cash and have me placated so it doesn't go on my record,
yeah.
Which is basically what I'm after because I'm a CDL driver. I can't have this on my license.
Right.
So it was their nice and easy way to get my cash. She jumped. I have no problem with that. That's what she said.
Yeah, no, so much for their rules, huh?
That's correct. Their rules, as long as it gets them their money, they have no problem ignoring their own rules. Which is what they did today. They absolutely ignored their own law to give me deferred adjudication so that they could get my cash.
I can't say. I can't even say how I feel about it. I mean, I hear the irony of it all, and I hear
I was disgusted. I was disgusted with having to kick out.
Yep.
But on the turnaround, you know, I got to do what's best in my situation, which is, you know, inevitably keep it off my record.
I feel you, brother.
Yeah.
So that's what ended up happening today. Pretty disgusting.
Well, yeah. It's a good story, Josh. I'm glad you called, Wooden. Thank you for sharing with us tonight. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I'm hoping that won't be the only court-related call we get today. Sam from Texas was also supposed to be in court today, and
yes,
I have not heard anything from him, so hoping all went well with him. I did hear that Dave Ridley's protest went smoothly today. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com was going to be out doing an illegal puppeteering event. That's right. It's actually against the law in New Hampshire to perform a puppet show without a government license. And that's what he decided to do today. He went out in front of the State House at, I guess it was around noon, and early reports do say that he was unmolested by the police.
Now, I'm sure most of the police don't even know these laws. It happens all the time. The cops don't know laws. I talked to Fred Parcells today, and he didn't know a law that I happen to know that was the case here in New Hampshire. I wonder, did he let the cops know that was going
to
be happening?
He announced it certainly to all the media, and I believe to all the relevant policing organizations for the area he was going to be doing it in. So, yes. He made it very clear that he was intending to break that law in public.
So he mentioned the law and then that he was going to be doing it?
Yes, I believe so.
Good.
So so he went unmolested, which is good news, I suppose. Although it also means that we're very clearly in the "they are ignoring us" phase of Gandhi's classic quote, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win." I'm just hoping, Mark, that we can skip the fight you phase. Maybe we'll just go, "They ignore you, then they laugh at you, then
it's
we win."
It's just a quote.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. We'll talk about police uniforms in a moment. What do the colors mean anyway? Free Talk Live.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, "An apple a day keeps the doctor away"? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features do include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI offers a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Please do business to support Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. We were talking earlier about our meeting we had today with a former New Hampshire cop, Fred Parcells. Nice guy, really nice guy. And he was concerned with how it is that so many liberty activists refer to the police using terms like thug or thugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand his concern. He feels like that in his line of work, he was doing something important.
Doing good work. He was trying very hard to be fair and
right.
Follow the rules and all that stuff.
And so he felt like he was being maligned to some extent, and we had to tell him that there's a difference between the rest of the cops in America and the cops here in Keene, New Hampshire, and New Hampshire in general. There really is. That's not to say the cops in New Hampshire are all perfect. They're still enforcing terrible laws, and
they still make their money through essentially they're stealing receiving stolen
money, sure,
because property taxes by which they are funded it's theft.
So I don't want to make it sound like I am filleting the Keene Police Department or anything like that. They've got a ways to go before I'll feel like,
but credit should be given where credit is due.
Yeah. So I wanted to give an example of why. Just in case Fred's tuning in tonight or people like him are listening.
Seems likely.
I want to give an example of why it is that we get this mentality. Because it seems the police would like to instill those thoughts in our heads. From Infowars.net, recent news that police in Massachusetts are to switch to black military-style uniforms in an effort to appear more authoritative and aggressive highlights a more general move to militarize police in America and affect a post-9/11 psychology of fear. Last week, an AP report headlined, "Massachusetts Police Get Black Uniforms to Instill Sense of Fear," detailed the move. Sergeant John Delaney told a city council hearing Wednesday in Massachusetts that the stark uniforms send a message to criminals that officers are serious about making arrests. Delaney said a sense of fear has been missing for the past few years.
Hmm.
See, there was a gang unit, and I can pull up the AP article here, but essentially it was like a gang unit of some sort that the predecessor, the sheriff's predecessor, had ditched black uniforms as an effort to soften the image of the unit. And now that this new guy's in, he's ready to crack down and crack some heads and put his boys in black because it instills fear. I mean, he's telling the press this. We want black uniforms because we want you to be afraid of us. Now, that's sort of different from the old Andy Griffith-style mentality of the peace officer.
Where he held on to Barney Fife's bullet, just in case.
Yeah. That's kind of a whole different world, isn't it?
Where, absolutely.
You know, we back in the day, and this is before my time, so I've only heard rumors.
And I think that it's true in some places that cops try their, that some cops, it's true in some places for some police, that they try to de-escalate the situation.
It is true.
But that, to me, is what a cop should aspire to, a peace officer.
But it's happening less and less as the police continue to become more and more militarized.
What I read about in the news is not like that. What I read about in the news is police departments that feel they're above the law, police officers that feel they're above the law,
mm-hmm.
that want to create a more militarized organization in order to deal with the war on crime. If there's a war on crime and these are soldiers in our streets, who are they occupying? Who are their prisoners?
In recent years, police in cities all over America have been increasingly seen in all-black attire. The introduction of black police uniforms is an ominous precedent. In 1932, Hitler's propaganda chief, Heinrich Himmler, famously introduced black uniforms for the SS police, tailored to project authority and foster fear and respect. The choice of color was not by chance. It's believed the Nazis took the idea from the black shirts in Italy years before the creation of the SS. A 2001 FBI law enforcement bulletin has summarized research on police uniforms and noted the psychological influence they have. Quote, "Research has suggested that clothing has a powerful impact on how people perceive each other. The police officer's uniform has a profound psychological impact on others, and even slight alterations to the style of the uniform may change how citizens perceive them."
I absolutely do. I mean, anybody who thinks that clothing doesn't have an effect is just not living in the real world. I worked as a sort of an advertising executive, and when I go out in a dress shirt and a tie and those kind of things, I would get all kinds of attention from women who would think, here's a guy who makes pretty good money. He's successful. He's dressed successfully.
Sure.
Whereas when I go out in sort of work clothes, because I like to, do carpentry type stuff and work around the house and that kind of thing, I don't get any attention at all.
According to another study, it's found that black uniforms elicit emotions of anger, hostility, dominance, and aggression. Applying the results of these studies in color to the police uniform suggests darker police uniforms may send negative subconscious signals to citizens. A dark police uniform may subconsciously encourage citizens to perceive officers as aggressive, evil, or corrupt, and send a negative message to the community. So even the studies that said this will send a negative message to the community, this will teach people that your officers are evil and corrupt, The police guys have embraced that and said, yes, that's what we want.
We
want you to be frightened to death of our cops.
You know, I guess what they're saying is that they would prefer to have, have people scared of them as bad guys rather than scared of them as good guys.
Even more interesting are further findings that suggest both police officers and citizens are more likely to engage each other violently when the authorities come dressed in black. According to the information, the experiment with colored jerseys also suggests that police officers in dark uniforms subconsciously may act more aggressively. Therefore, departments should consider modifying police uniform colors. The police uniform also may influence the safety level of the officer who wears it. Dark-colored uniforms may elicit subconscious negative feelings from citizens who may perceive the officer as aggressive and subsequently encourage them to consider violent action when confronted by the police. So it's saying that both the victims, or the citizens in this case, will feel the cops are more aggressive, and indeed wearing black will actually encourage the cops to act more aggressively. Research has also shown that police uniforms with a lighter half have been ranked by citizens as good, honest, helpful, and competent. The lighter-colored sheriff's uniform rated noticeably higher for warmth and friendliness. It's telling that police have ditched these in favor of the all-black approach. The same black uniform tactics have been adopted by police forces in the UK, who've ditched traditional uniforms in favor of black roll necks and black combat trousers. MPs have spoken out against the move and described the uniforms as sinister. The MP, David Jones, said, "I think the connotations of black shirts are obvious to anybody. They've got kind of a fascistic, militaristic appearance," he had said at the time. "When the role of the police in a supposedly free country is to admittedly appear dangerous and to instill fear in tandem with enhanced powers and more draconian practices, history tells us that something is most definitely not right." I have to say, I agree completely. It's disturbing.
You know, when you think about these, I like the idea of the whole, you know, Andy from Mayberry sort of uniform where you're looking at, you know, just something that looks nice and presentable and that kind of thing. And I told Fred today, the guy we had a meeting with, who was a former cop, that I like the idea of in a town that's here around Keene, there's a constable rather than a police officer. This is an elected position, and it doesn't even have to be somebody who's been through law enforcement academy. It can just be anybody. I like the idea of a guy showing up, you know, in a windbreaker and a striped polo, and you know, de-escalating a situation, making compromises,
talking to people.
That whole idea of the black uniform scares the crap out of me. How about those Swiss Guard? They've got some pretty funny uniforms. They haven't changed in forever.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. Load up your cart with great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. That's store.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Malcolm in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Malcolm. Florida? Malcolm, going once. Malcolm in Florida, going twice. Okay, we'll put him back on hold. Maybe he's still there. We'll find out a little bit later. Here's the latest, by the way, on the Outlaw Puppeteering event. We mentioned it to you earlier, and yesterday Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com was out at the Capitol in New Hampshire today in Concord performing a legal puppet show, and Kat Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press has the story. Dave Ridley of Manchester performed his version of the night Thoreau spent in jail to an audience of about 30 today. Ridley calls himself the outlaw puppeteer to highlight the fact that his performances are done without a license. State law requires that puppet shows for profit be licensed. And Dave informed us before the show that the state legislature had the opportunity earlier this year to remove outdated, useless laws, but chose not to do so. The show itself is charming, the subject matter very appropriate for today's problems. In the story, Henry David Thoreau refuses to pay the poll tax to pay for the Mexican-American War. The part of the government is appropriately played by a vulture. Thoreau is thrown in jail for his disobedience, and Dave's rendition of the story was particularly entertaining, with the government urging Thoreau outright to help kill Mexicans. In real life, they're not that honest. Thoreau, or unlike Thoreau, no one came today to throw Dave Ridley in jail. Dave says he'll continue to do his illegal shows until he is arrested or until he earns $1,000 from his shows. I like how he's putting that out in his press release. That's what he's actually been sending out to the news media and to the cops. So he's letting them know that this isn't going to be a one-time occurrence, that he's going to be out there actually earning money. And I saw that there's a picture here of the money bucket that he has, and I see some 20s in there. So it might have been a decent take today for Dave. I don't know what he earned out there at the front of the Capitol, but eventually maybe they will take action against him. In this case, all went smoothly, and he was not arrested, which is a success. And really, it's a success either way. When you're dealing with a civil disobedience activity like this, either way works. If they ignore you, then you've shown that their laws are silly, and that they don't even enforce their own laws, in this case, the illegal puppeteering law, just absolutely absurd law that they're obviously not, they don't really even care that much about.
No, why would they? I mean, right. It's crazy. So why make the law in the first place? If you're not going to enforce the law, why make it?
So it really
why do we need a law that says that it's illegal to do puppet shows for profit or not, depending on the town, puppet shows without a license?
I think it's a great, way to point out how useless many of the laws that are on the books really are, and makes that crystal clear to people. By the way, he charged $2 to attend the show today, so if about 30 people attended, that's at least $60 plus tips. Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Don't imagine it took too long for him to perform that, so man, maybe he can actually make some money at this. Of course, eventually the state bureaucrats are going to be upset that he's coming back to the state house again and again and actually making money out front there, because they won't want other people doing something like that. So who knows? He may encounter some trouble at some point. But so far, nothing, which means that it's a success. But if he were arrested, it would also be a success, because then he would get probably more news coverage, whereas right now what he might get is a mention in the newspaper. If he was arrested, he might actually get some real coverage. This is the New Hampshire Free Press.
Okay.
So the local union leader and the other major papers in the state probably aren't paying too much attention. But if he is to get arrested, perhaps the next time he does it, then that will only draw more attention to the issue and more attention to the absurdity of the law. And so either way, it's a win for our side. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you informed, and I'm sure eventually we'll hear from Dave to tell us how it was from his perspective. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls. Karen's on the line in Pennsylvania. Karen, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I just found you guys on iTunes on Saturday, I'm already hooked.
This is an
awesome show. You guys are better than sliced bread.
Excellent.
Cool.
What I was thinking about is, you know, in the Founding Fathers, Benjamin Franklin, for example, had a lot to do with what we have today.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking time travel. If he were here right now, what would he think? Would he think, uh-oh, I did a bad thing and let's not even try this?
I don't know. When I think about sort of the Founding Fathers, one of the things, and you know, what you're talking about, our government today, is I think of Thomas Jefferson's quote that, for two of them, the Tree of Liberty is, refreshed by the blood of patriots and tyrants,
mm-hmm.
and something like that. And also that there should be a revolution. Every generation should have its own revolution. And I don't think that revolution has to be bloody, necessarily, but I think that what they expected was that their system would work for a while until it was changed to be better for the next generation. Now, one can argue that that's really been what's happening, and unfortunately the changes have been socialistic every single time. Bigger government, bigger government, bigger government, and that the only way, so far, most of the time when you get rid of a big government, the way they do it is a bloody uprising, because they've got the monopoly privilege on force, so people will use force against them to get rid of them. I hope that that's not what we have to do.
If Benjamin Franklin was here with us today, do you think, looking around at the morality, at the way the laws are, the government, just our whole society, do you think that would he have another revolution?
I don't know. I don't know that he was necessarily for it. He was, what, the envoy for Massachusetts to or New Jersey or something like that to England. You know, so he sort of worked within the system and that kind of thing. I think you'd be amazed by the technology we have, first off, obviously. But
are we wasting our technology?
I think that our technology could be far advanced if it wasn't for government restrictions on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it's being wasted as it is, but it could be in a better state than it is today. It could be far more advanced, and I agree with that. It's hard to say, because we don't know Benjamin Franklin. Sure, some people have read his writings. Most people haven't. I can't say I have.
I don't think you like the size of the government.
I've read
intrusiveness.
I only really know one thing about Benjamin Franklin, and that I believe he was the one who's attributed to the famous quote, and I'm going to paraphrase, that those who... that if you give up
essential
liberty
essential liberty
in return for security, to the government, you'll get neither. That's essentially what he said.
And deserve neither.
And it wouldn't take him long if he were here today to realize that that's exactly what people have done, is they have bought into that deal. They believe that the government is going to keep them safe and is going to protect them, and as a result have given up their freedom, and I think he'd probably be pretty sad about that. Your thoughts, Karen?
I'm thinking too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We continue with the calls and talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
I don't know if you got any report today from Concord.
Not officially. We just read the New Hampshire Free Press article about Dave's performance today. Apparently, he went unmolested by the police. What did you have to add to it?
That's pretty awesome. I did some video reporting on that, and I haven't been doing too much of that, but there were probably about 30 people. Certainly 20 solid people that were there for, like, certainly there for that, and another 10 that came or went. There was a state rep that came over because he saw those old Don't Tread on Me flags and came over and actually contributed to the making it outlaw by...
Wow.
Because doing it for profit is the issue, and this guy's a New Hampshire Liberty Alliance type of state rep.
Cool.
And it was just an awesome day. There were two young women, teens, I guess, you know, maybe 17, 18, 19 years old. I saw them on the State House lawn. They ended up coming over, and they were just so excited.
Oh.
In what other state can you just do this type of activity in front of a State House and have a state rep come and join you and have people just off the street come and join you? And these two young women just thought we were kind of oddballs at first.
Uh-huh.
They ended up grabbing, they wanted to have a sign. They took the sign that said illegal gathering, and they were standing on the street corner shouting to people. And this is the big, you know, this is the capital city. It's in Concord, so it's the capital city. So it's a busy street. And they were shouting to people, just friendly shouts. Say, hey, come on over here. Come on over. We know you love it. Join the revolution.
Wow, that's pretty cool,
man. These two young ladies joined the revolution with us today
on
nhfree.com. There was another woman. Who knows? Who knows what that is? It's not all about being arrested.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
It's happening here in New Hampshire more than it's happening any place else. Isn't that so?
Yeah. It's not to say
it's so much fun.
Right. It's not to say it couldn't happen somewhere else. But
it's just
not
so much fun here.
Right. It's not happening
anywhere
else.
Come here and have fun with us.
Yep. We are. And by the way, your video is linked on the NewHampshireFreePress.com article. So anybody that wants to see a video can go there. Thank you, John, for the call tonight, sir. We appreciate it. And glad he had the time to go out there today.
Thanks for making that video.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control of the airwaves.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.